Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I've been ministering on a subject, the healing of wounds. This was the work that Jesus came to do. When he came to this earth, he went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. In Luke, the fourth chapter, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, that he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised." Psalm 147:3 says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." And we know that as the disciples of Christ, he sent his disciples out to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, raise the dead, do all the things that were a part of Jesus' ministry, and he has commissioned us, his followers, to do the very same healing work. 1 John, the second chapter, verse 27, talks about an anointing which you've received of him abides in you. And so, beloved, our goal as we desire to become like Jesus, we have to be mindful not only of the needs of others, but I say we have a primary responsibility to ask the Lord to heal our own souls. That's where the angers, that's where the frustration comes in. Many people that are angry, they're dealing with deep pain and hurt within their own souls, even Christian people. And until that is allowed to be brought out into the open before the Lord, until the Lord can minister healing, there's always that potential that a person will explode or get upset because they're not at peace with deep within their own heart. They're wounded, they're hurting. And so I'm convinced that few understand the severity of a wounded spirit or the danger that can happen when we wound somebody else. Sometimes I'm sure you can remember things that were said to you or done to you years ago, and you remember the effect it had upon you. People often joke around, but they don't realize the unseen damage which can be done. And so that's why the Lord has given us a ministry of reconciliation, and it is a must. We need to be able to forgive each other, to ask forgiveness, and to receive healing where there's been injury and wounds. And so we've established this is the ministry that Jesus had. This is the ministry we're to continue in his name. And now I think it's important to look and to understand how are wounds inflicted. Well, there are several means or ways that wounds can be inflicted. And the first I'm going to share with you, you might kind of raise your eyebrows, but it's the wounds of the Lord. And perhaps a better way to refer to this is to talk about the chastening of the Lord. God's wounds are faithful. He never wounds us to hurt us, but to put us on the right track again. And Proverbs 20:30 says, "The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly." And so God wants to heal the wounds within us. And so he sometimes allows things to happen to bring things to the surface, because only if they're brought to the surface are we really even sometimes aware of them. Hear what Isaiah says in the 30th chapter, verse 26, "Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound." Deuteronomy 32 and 39 says, this is the Lord speaking, see now that I, even I, am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and make alive, I wound and heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. But one thing we can say, that the Lord's chastening is always to bring us back to Him. He does not willingly afflict the sons of men. That's what Jeremiah says. And He will do it only if gentler means are not producing results. In other words, if we're sensitive, if we listen to the Holy Spirit, we don't have to go through the chastening of the Lord. If we're open and tender and sensitive to His Spirit, we'll quickly repent, we'll quickly turn around, we'll quickly get back to where we need to be. But if we're, you know, so deceived or rebellious or hard-headed and hard-hearted, well, sometimes He'll have to use chastening, but whatever it takes, He is going to accomplish His work in us. So there's the wounds, if you will, of the Lord, of the chastening of the Lord. And then, of course, there's the wounds we're very familiar with, the wounds that are caused by the enemy. Beloved, Satan is the enemy of our soul. He hates us. He hates you. And so he delights inflicting wounds. He's come only to kill, steal, and destroy. Isn't that right? And since he's out to destroy God's kingdom, he just delights in afflicting God's creation, the epitome of God's creation, which is man. And so our task is to learn to be wise and not ignorant of his devices. That's why God gave us the armor of God. I just ministered on the sword of the Spirit. That's why he's given us the sword of the Spirit, so that we cannot be wounded and injured by the enemy. If we don't have our armor on, well, some of the wounds we can receive are very serious. The shield of the faith is what will prevent the fiery darts from penetrating exposed areas like our back, for example. And so that's why we need to be on a face-to-face confrontation with the enemy, knowing that if we will avail ourselves of the armor of God, if we'll use the shield of faith, if we'll apply and wield the sword of the Spirit, we will not be defeated. We won't be wounded. And by using God's word, we can resist his actions, resist the enemy. He will flee from before you. That's what the word says. We can not only resist him, but not allow his attacks against us to wound us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to defeat us. But if we'll stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might, we will not be wounded or defeated. So there's the wounds caused by the enemy, which we can certainly understand and relate to. And then there's the wounds that are caused by others, some inadvertently and others who purposely want to hurt us. Sometimes we do just get offended. What does offend mean? It means to make someone angry or to cause them displeasure, to hurt them in some way. And now there are some situations that people can be oversensitive and they're injured despite whatever you might do not to hurt them. And these, you know, to be oversensitive, it's important to be. We need to be sensitive. But sometimes there's an oversensitivity that no matter what you say or do, somehow these people are going to be hurt and offended no matter what you do. And when this is the case, well, our task, our responsibility is to pray for them to mature in Christ. Obviously, they have got a lot of wounds in their soul if they're going to take offense at every little thing. Because what does the word say? Love is not easily offended. And if we're maturing in Christ, in the love of Christ, we will not be easily offended. Some people are very unhappy with themselves. They're so unhappy that the way of getting out that tension and that frustration is almost a delight in injuring others. And the Bible, of course, warns against having such an attitude. The word says in Matthew 18 and 7, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe unto that man by whom the offense cometh. So, beloved, it's very important that we are not to inflict wounds. not to cause offense, and wounds can be afflicted with words. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, Proverbs 18 and 8 says. Proverbs 26 and 22 goes on to declare the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly, to the inner part of a person. Someone spreading gossip, someone sharing something that was told in confidence, they're terribly wounding. I've heard of situations, people have actually gone to a pastor, and it gets spread around the church. To me, that's absolutely appalling. And sometimes people just can hardly recover from such wounding. And what does James tell us? He tells us the tongue is a fire. It's a world of iniquity. So words can surely be inflicted with, wounds can be inflicted with words. Then we see also not only words, but actions, inconsiderate behavior. God wants us to consider others and be careful about the way we treat them. Ephesians 4 and 2 says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Philippians 2 and 3 goes on to say, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. If we would do that, just think of what love and unity would be in the body of Christ. We can also wound by abusing our liberty in Christ. I remember a story when I was visiting Phil and Angie Davis at Duck Valley, and they were in Native American ministry. They spoke of some Christians who had liberty in Christ, they felt, by drinking alcohol. Well, they caused this Native American brother who had been newly saved, he backslid, and he at that point had never returned to serving Christ. And so 1 Corinthians 8 and 12 says, but when ye sin so against brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Praise God. So, beloved, we have to understand that our actions, our words have an effect on others. Well, my time is coming to a quick conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. With the Lord's help, we will conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. And we want to finish up the wounds caused by others and also how we can inflict wounds upon ourselves. And we sometimes are very good at doing that. So I invite you to tune in. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, if you have been wounded, I invite you to write. And God will minister and bring comfort to your heart by whatever He gives me to share back with you. Thank you for listening. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you for your prayers and financial help. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.